Menschen meinen, als man weiß, ich ist Koisch. In allen Morgen, der Wuss am Schuhe. Und ich sage, der Ramon ich ist Eidus, kein ich Ramon ich ist Eidus. Der Ramon sagt, wenn ein bisschen das ist Schuhe, so, wir hatten Talen der Aloch, was ich ein bisschen das auch wäre, und ich sage, der Eidus, kurz bis am Aloch, sie das noch. So, der Moschel, der Aloch, the people don't know, you have to tell them before you pass on the Eidus. Then the Ramon, keep going, Allah, the people don't know, he'll go to his kosher. Menschen weiß nicht, wie his kosher. Then he's like the Ramon. Even though it sounds very simple, but it's nice that you could know kosher and you could know kosher. Ramon's like the people don't know, he'll go to his kosher. Then he's like the Ramon. So we came out of the statement from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Orchus Yosher, a Musa statement, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's like a domino. Now he had to have written of learning Allah. So you can have people that are learning Allah the ganze talk. And they don't know nothing. The Moshe people learn kosher for Zochen, and they come out and they don't know what is kosher. The Moshe says, this is the Moshe we think is kosher. The Moshe says, kosher is a kind of malache, as Mekelaman, and it's a base gomish. So we'll try maybe a little bit to touch the Nekudis. And if it's kosher, and do them maybe a shtickel, to have a net for shtickel mahalach. There's two main shittas in Hilchus Kosher. Shita Sarambam and Shita Saramot. Everyone did the union in Sibagogich Duch. Shita Sarambam for Kesher Deraisa, you have to have Kesher Shem Kayomo and Kesher Uman. Kayomo means Le'oilam, and Kesher Uman means Maise Uman. The Rambam holds, you have one of them, other Oilam, other Uman, is the Rabbana. To be Mutter, you have to be Lezman and Mishken Uman. That's Shita Sarambam. Then it's Mutter Lekadchim. So if you have both Tznoim is Deraisa, one of them the Rabbana, both Tznoim are not dear, it's Mutter. Shita Saramo, Le'oilam Berabonon. Le'oilam Berabonon, Lefi Derabo, doesn't have to be Le'oilam, it's enough a Chatzi Shona, Ha'al Be'yor. More than a week is Berabonon. Less than 24 hours is Mutter. In between 24 hours and a week is the Shaila, Mishtabu in the beginning of the Simen, Mishtabu in the end of the Simen. What happens in between the week and 24 hours? Le'katchile Le'maisa, we machna not to do a Kesher of more than 24 hours. Shabuah says in the end of the Simen, the Shabuah says, as Mishas Abchak, in this Sag Dodi Lohokim, Mokim Atzirich, Afuli Yisrael, Ole Mikri Shul Kayom Meklal Adai. So, yes, Lohokim Mishas Abchak. But the Maisen, the Iker Hadin, we hold, we machmir, more than 24 hours. And now, this is the Iker Halokim. We don't do a kesher le'olam, we don't do a kesher le'chatzi shana, we don't do a kesher for a week, and lekatchila we don't do a kesher for 24 hours. We machmir lekatchila to be choshes to shita sarambam, that ma'ase umen is osur afilu le'mashu, afilu for a minute, and we choshes, we don't do a ma'ase umen even for a second. What is ma'ase umen? So the real ma'ase umen is kesher asaponim, kesher agamolim, real, we shouldn't be the ma'ase kshorim. Ramon there, a kesher umen that we choshes is kesher kofu, one kesher on top of another kesher, we choshes that maybe it's ma'ase umen, maybe it's b'choizek, rosh shilta agiboyin, or we choshes lekatchila, we don't do a double knot in Shabbos, even for a second. Now, before we start, this is poshut, yeah, and this is the real mistake that a lot of the Shabbos became mistaken, is that kesher, what is a kesher, the etzim? What is a kesher? For the lumpus. I want to do the aloha a little bit and then we'll go to the lumpus. What is a kesher? A kesher is a knot. Now, again, a knot is one time, this is a knot. Now, you have to have a double knot, be'etzim. Now, a double knot, be'etzim, says we'll be a ma'ase umen. The Torah says, you have to have really one knot that will stay. How you can have it? The moshel, if you make a kesher of al-gabo by mivo, but every person does in a shoe, this is the kesher of the ra'ase. This is the kesher of the ra'ase. Every shoe be'etzim is a kesher deraisa. No boss. The reason you're allowed to tie the shoe in Shabbos, because it's less than 24 hours. So if you move for 24 hours, you're not allowed to tie the shoe. But be'etzim a kesher, Zakim Shum is Amun Ayabah, love is only if you have a metal screen. I'm not speaking of the twisted yet. If you have a normal metal screen, Zakim Shum is Amun, if you do one, you chayv deraisa. Because this doesn't go back. In a shoe, so what is the idea in a shoe? I make one, and the bow on top holds the bottom one. But maybe it's a kesher deraisa. No, but again, we do it for 24 hours. Now, what happens if a person, normally he opens his shoe, He made a shoe in the morning, on Shabbos. Now he decided to take off his shoe. He's a bit lazy, and he slips off his shoe. Now this person, when he tied his shoe, he was planning to take off his shoes in 24 hours. He became lazy on Shabbos, and he slipped it off. He became lazy on Shabbos, and he slipped off his shoe. This is a big shayla. Rav Neivid is a shtickel mufti, the Shmir Shabbos is a shtickel mufti, the group of machmirim. Again, we know that to make a shoe is a kesher deraisa. The reason we allow to tie shoes on Shabbos is because we do it for less than 24 hours. The question is, we make a shoe less than 24 hours. Shabbos afternoon, I got very angry and I decided to slip off my shoe. I take my shoe, I slip it off. I'm planning to leave it, some people have Shabbos shoes, and they're planning to leave it for the next Shabbos, over 7 days. The shas that they did a kesher she'ein shel kayom. Now they're deciding to leave it. Lemachrea, they were either Isur in the morning or not. Yelnish. I will ask you, what do you think is wrong? Well, speak about it, you think it's not negative to you. Some people do tithes and Shabbos. About to get it. We have short time, we have to master everything. Some people do tithes and Shabbos. I'm not going into it. Some people make tithes and Shabbos. He made a tithe and Shabbos. Shabbos lunch, he took it off. He didn't open it, he put it down. In the meantime, he went to the friend. Then he met someone else with a different yeshiva, the kitzur of Fagesti from the Ganser town. Now, in the middle of the week, he remembers this tie he left by his friend. Soon it's over 7 days. He left it in America. Soon it'll be Deiraisa. He forgot home. Shabbos afternoon, he was leaving to Eretz Yisrael. He left his tie, he came to the mir. He's coming back after the winter. Lemachrei was over Melocha Deiraisa, son of neighbor. What do you say? But he was not Mechaber? So open up the light of Shabbos, B'shoik. He was also Mishkin B'shmak. Other name, he will say, Wann beschadet der Chalois meisig Shire? Nicht gehad er das, ist nicht gehad meisig Kesha. Other name, he has to go back to America, but Benisha, he still has to go back to America. If he doesn't care if I take back a ticket to go over. Of Neuvid also, he has to go back to America to open the time. The same thing of Neuvid is Machmir, the other way around. You slip, you shoot. Okay. You don't hope for Rav Neuvid, and you slip, you shoot. Shabbos afternoon, it was raining. This week was raining. Shabbos afternoon, it stopped to rain, you decide to take off your boots. You go to the Shabbos drawer, you find a shoe. It has a knot. Again, a knot with a bolt, we're not speaking about double knot. But we call a knot with a bolt, it's kesher deraisa. We'll have to open it or not, it's ready 7 days. And maybe it holds kesher deraisa. But that kesher was not made to be for 7 days. It was made in the morning till the afternoon. Because when you came home, you were so lazy, and you slipped off your shoe instead of opening the shoe. Then the Shmir Shabbos, I'm choishish, that even that he didn't have a das, he didn't have a das, but when he did it, he did al das lehafir. Although we call him the kesher vertzach a kesher shel kayom. Da'ayim, the yisayid hachkir b'milo achas is, if we have to have a das le'oilo, b'shas demaisik shira, or I don't have to have a das le'oilo. Da'ayim, if Shmir Zalman told him that this is poshut, that lu yitzur, you made a tie, and you decided to leave it la'olam, then for sure it became a kesher deraisa, and next week you're not allowed to leave it. We're speaking the case that you didn't decide, you just slipped it over. So you know, we have two chumras here, that if you did it, val lemafreah becomes a kosher, so lemafreah, you did a melacha and Shabbos. It's a huge chiddush. The smaller chiddush is, even if not, of a not to open azer chazachim, because I think somewhere in the Shmir Shabbos, it's Merumas, if not, in the next edition, he's playing, it will be the Baal Chover. The new Shmir Shabbos will come out in a couple of years. But this whole Chumah, because I think it's very Megiyah Lemaise. We'll go by it. Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach has a shayla like this. This Megiyah to everyone. I had a big vikuach with the Orchis HaShabbos on it. Shlomo Zalman says, Poshet, that if someone made one knot before Shabbos, and he does the second one in Shabbos, it's Chayev HaNat. He only did one in Shabbos, the top one.
Not the bowl, sorry, a knot. Right? A double knot and a bowl and a knot is the same, divide. We're not going with the Rambam now. So the kasher is mutter for 24 hours. You made the first knot before Shabbos. The second knot, you didn't in Shabbos. You ate on Melacha Deraya Sera. Do you have a stutter yet? Are you doing only one? Not that you have on the bottom one. You have on the top one. And the bottom one you did before Shabbos. So you're allowed to do it. But the top one, the etzem, we said a string, a metal string, you're also not allowed to do. Just normally it opens. Where it's neged? Neged to everyone in the tzitzis. Normally the top one of the tzitzis is tzitzis. The top one alamol opens. So if you do like this, you mechazik it. On Shabbos, you have a melacha d'oraisa. Even if you do it only one. You bring it lekayomo, it's melacha d'oraisa. Be very careful. Now, I years ago timed it, even though I said this chumra, but I don't believe that it's a melacha d'oraisa. Why? Because it opens the whole time. These people that have to do like this every Shabbos are the people that the tzitzis open. So it's not lekayomo, it's not shel kayomo. So I said, tzorich yun lemaisa. For sure you're not allowed to do it. But the mother's out. We have your kesher that I do it lekayomo, but grade I know that it will not be lekayomo. What? No, he's speaking of the Zach, we're speaking of the oil of the Kayama. This the Mitzvah, it doesn't say, not because I've had it asked to open it. It will not. He's speaking of Melocha Shabbos, that Melocha Shabbos has to be Miskayim Leyoimoy, with Boyne, Shalev Koysher and the Zolder. Pashas Mechur, we have to say, Mechur, the Melechas Koysher could be, is a Tanay in Melechas Koysher, maybe I'll explain what he's saying. He's right that it's for sure if it will open in the day, it's not a Melocha, a Maskin. And speaking the other way around. If it will be Miskayim for the day, for the Mitzvahs that will open later, could be Behuches Kesher Shel Kayama has to be La'olam, but it's not Kesher Shel Kayama. Yeah, no. Or that we will make it to be La'olam Deraisa, because I'm mechavim to do it La'olam. If it opens in the day, you're right, that could be Zanam La'olam Bichlal. This I'm assuming. So when this man is this Shabbos, I was in the shul, or the Shabbos spoke, and he said that he spoke about Kosher, he spoke about Tzitzis, and he said, I don't have to know, it's a melacha d'oraisa. He said, d'oraisa v'esach mish, because it opened. He said, the whole tumult, he was arguing, he was stating the vikuach. But I'm not so sure if it's a melacha d'oraisa. Again, the yisoidus, I just want to say the yisoidus, I'm doing a kesher al da'at le'oilom, but it will not stay le'oilom. Not a kesher she'ein in iskayim. Kesher she'ein in iskayim, you can kesher. It will stay a day, two, three, it stays. But it's not le'oilom. What happens the other way around? We cannot never found it in the Allah. Found the double shayla miskayim. Shvel tzum rufin dos shayla miskayim. Especially if you have a laser, maybe you'll be a problem with the tzitzis. We'll go back. A person gets a glila from the shul. So today most of the places, the glila that is organized, either you have scotches, either you have the twisters, or that they get stuck with each other, it's not a problem. The shayla is, if you get a glila in an altar sechoteya, one of the bound, if you do a knot and a bow on top of it, it's a kosher. So if they're planning to open it for mincha, so the mincha is good. And then in mincha, they're planning to open it Monday. Monday, okay, it's more for 24 hours. No, Mokin mitzvah is leichter to be maker. Because the ganze chumra of 24 hours is only a chumra, the ikar din is 7 days. But the mitzvah, the mishavu himself says you can be maker. The shayla is, what happens if love is hungry and it's a shachris, and the only will read you the next Shabbos. So that it's a kesher de rabbono. Again, a kesher de rabbono, a loki mitzvah, they have two halachos, and it's not so poshut that it's osu. But the problem is, if you get maftir yoyno, the moshe. You get maftir yoyno, the next time they'll read the haftorah, is a half a year later, it's a Pesach, and they use the same sefer, I think, again. But over half a year, the shayla you could do glila or not. It's different in Buddhist schools. The main problem is, I want to speak about in a second is, so what people do, I remember once I got a glila, and then I found out that this shul, they only opened it for the Shabbos that we came. So I was choshish to the Shemir Shabbos, then the Maisa, in half a year, I was over there, I said. The kids, so I decided, what's the Shabbos? So I went with the Shabbos to open it, I got it. Yeah, I opened the shul. So this is not a problem. The shayla is, if lama zog and you get aliyah in a shul, you know, you have a simcha, a family simcha, and you get aliyah in a shul, and they make they give you a gelila, now you know that they're going to open it in a half a year. Okay? So you're planning once the Shabbos to come to open it. It helps or it doesn't help. You will come once the Shabbos to open it. So this we see in a second of Shunazam and Oyabach hold that it doesn't work. You can't do gelila. If you do gelila, it doesn't help to come once the Shabbos to open it. This I will explain in a second, we'll get to the love of this. This is what the Goka say. I had a big master matan with Rabbi Yashir. What would it be if a person makes one knot and puts a tape on top of it? It's chayav mitzad kosher or not? One knot on a tape, in a scotch tape. Or he pours glue. What's that for nisvah? Other yod or nay? Nisvah. This is what I was thinking. And Rabbi Yashir said, no. Avada nish. It has to be that the tzur of the kesher is oyver. So the barzel is holding it. They are neither vertach achelik from the kesher. And I said, the Shmur Shabbos to ask him again. He said, the Shigizot. I said, he's going to shakha to kesher. Not every knot that you hold. But a metal spring I'm asking with the Zalman. The chepta it stands. That's why the kesher is oyver. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Derech Emunah, holds that Gabi Kilayim, that if you learn the sugars, I'm sure you know that it's totally Habeho, that if you make one knot and you put it in the sides, Toichem, it's not the Gemara of Nun Aleph, you chayim mitzad Kilayim. This reason is Melamed Tzchus, and when we do Eged, and the Lulev, now that everyone with the Psyche has to make a double knot, although one of the Eterim is, we do a knot in the rings, and then we put it in the sides. So the Maiseh is the same idea there, so, that the sides hold the knot. We have it in a galkul, we have the same problem. We make one knot, and then we make the second knot here. We have a double knot, but it's an interesting double knot. One is in the middle, and then we make two little knots on the sides that hold the main knot. So it's got the picture. Again, doesn't ishke knot, doesn't ishke knot. Chayim can ask me, hold on, it's klein, you chayim, and then eged the lulav, it's eged. So to feed that, I send them a letter, it's kumtas. But if you make lila, even if you make one knot and you push it to the side, it doesn't help you over the raisa. And if you also, if you hold glue is not good, so if you make one knot and you push it in the side, so my knot is holding. He told me, b'cheshmen, the tshuva was, b'cheshmen du b'zgirech, over the aloha is mishnazim. Klal yisrael anam machmir. Lo yishomanu, shemachmirim not to make a knot and to put it in the side of the glue. So the raisa, no one is machmir. But again, the Cheshbon, if you look at the Sugya, look at the Derech Emunah, it's very Baruch Hodeh. He explains Klor, and he says this love this. Because we said, the Etzel, one knot is a knot, and we need something to hold it. Yeah, but the answer is like Rabbi Yashir is saying. Even that Hilchus Kelayim, say, Legabi Kelayim and Machmer Zayim. And Legabi Lulev, just explain, why Legabi Lulev, the Olam HaMekel, just now Pei, explain to me. Because the Etzel, we pass Kelulev, ain't so Recheged. Only a Chumre. But yeah, it's also Shmer Zayim. But the Maaseh, if you see the Chislulev, it's Kimat Mefurish here, that if you take him, the Shemur says, if you take him in the sides, it's called a Kesha. So the Chur, and so what is the Eitman? There's no way to do Glile. We'll go a stick and bite. But the Maaseh, now this is a Kesha with a bow. A Kesha Kofu, Zog the Ramo, not to make a Kesha Kofu, to be Choshe, to Shita Saramba, that it's a Maaseh Umen. Now, that's for sure only with the Rabbanah. And the Tzadok is not allowed to make a double knot, so only with the Rabbanah. So, Mele, what is it that Kamir and Aveina get to us? All the Americans, I see, they have these coats with belts. And they like to do like a double knot. And the Shalik, you love to do it in Shabbos. So, if Shem Zabal Eyabach said, to do it, maybe not. But Chas Mishol, not to make a Mechoi, that's not what it does. So, it's Klal Yisrael, in the old days in Eretz Yisrael, had, the ladies had like tichels. But not like snooze that you pull on top. It's like a dash, like you tie it in the back. You know, I remember it, I don't know how you say it. I was like, you made marriage a double knot. And everyone did it in Shabbos. Everyone did it in Shabbos. The Ben Ish Chai speaks about it. The Ben Ish Chai brings a raya from this that you're allowed to make a double knot. And then Shchosh is the Ramo Bichla. It's a Chumot the Ramo that we don't pass it anyway. Sorry, if you say, must man say, the whole chumra of the Ramah is only when it's a strong act. Kesher omit, see the Lashon HaShal Te HaGiboyim, Kesher omit. So if you strong, I can be sure, man, it becomes strong. This is called a double knot. But if it's not a double knot, so if the Zaman holds, maybe it's a mokim, but avada yesh mokim lehokim. The male, if you do it a little bit loose, but it's not mamish, one choking each other, if you put like a little finger in between, from the Zaman holds that it's not a problem. Again, misha machmer al atzim ekodesh yom aloy, ala medach mish machmer lechores, and avada medach mish ma'oyer alay. Now, another thing that happens in a kesher kofun, that what happens if it became a kesher kofun? Da'ainu, you made a kesher poshut and it became a kesher kofun. So it became a ma'aseh uman. Again, ma'aseh uman l'zman is a kesher. Shai be allowed to open it. So the chazanish, the famous chazanish, the chazanish zot on klal yisrael, on the kabel on themselves, b'tur chumre, not to do it. Or the lama zot, if you start, you should became start, you're allowed to open it. But the chazanish said, lu yitzir l'moshul, you took off your shoe, and you got a double knot. When you have a different pair of shoes, don't open it. The heter is, if it's on you, and you're stuck, you don't have to stay with shoes. The chazanish says, it's our God to stay with shoes. Although, if you took it off, especially I'm a coin. Sometimes it happens to you in Likas Kehani, you take it off, get to the knot, well, you're left with shoes without, go around without shoes. Chalas will abide to the hoch, if Chalas will not make up with it. You have a different one. What? No, to open it in the Yad after Shabbos, because if you finish with Shabbos, if you leave it for a week, you're able to use the Rabbanan HaMafreya. Just could be dear, yeah, because the Kesher was done already, the Kesher and Anida was done. Sometimes it doesn't, it happens when you start to open it. So it gets messed around. So then it could be you never made a Kesher either. It just happened to become a Kesher. I'm saying, but this is the right. But the Ma'aser of Shemazal, when we have Tzal with the Chazanish, we make it. Because the Ramos said, "Mokim Tzal." So he said, "Stay." Chazanish himself says, "Tul Shainis." Because Tzal brings down. So the Gemara about the Tzal to be without shoes the ganze Tzal, and when she kiblu al atzmo, when kiblu b'chayegavne, and you have to. So Melech, there's a reason. I said, "It must be Tzal." If someone's left without shoes, also the Zal Bezach. Even the Chazanish himself only says Tzal. And walking, that is not stand tall. I'm explaining the motion without shoes. The case that I'm saying, that you took off your shoes and you can't put it back out without opening it. So the motion tall from the Ramon going the whole day with shoes, you're stuck in tall. Yeah. Now, a raya to all of these achim is beetzer from the Taz and Kesher the Ramon. I have no time not to go into all these Kesher the Ramon from the Tamil Chachon that took off the shoes. And Lechudi also we have that when they made the knot, they showed what was the das, how much das they had to make it, and how it became a knot of the Rabbah. Now the big machlekes, the Pesach's manenu, what a lot of people do, that some people the shoes open the whole time. And maybe the tzitzis. So don't mention that they tie the shoes once a day. So don't mention, I think it's probably the kind of shoelaces, that they manage open the whole time. Or if you have little kids, it's also the same problem. Now the eitzah is to make a knot, one, a bow and another bow. And the chira is if this is called kesher kofu or it's not called kesher kofu. It's called a kesher kofu or it's not called a kesher kofu. I remember right, the Shmir Shabbos is machmir on it. He holds it for kesher kofu. And the Orchis HaShabbos, they bring from all different places because my name is that it's mutter. So what I do? My shoes open the whole time. Doing the week is not as well, but in Shabbos then you go with open shoelaces, and finish the time, if you're allowed to, it's a different child of chumas, so what you do? So what I do is, I use Rav Shlomo Zalman's head. I make a knot, a bow. The second one I don't make so strong. So even if it's a kesher kofun, but it's not mehudah. And so what I'm saying, enough community to know all of these achan is, alamol, to spill the tzeruchim. So I have here, in the rice it's mutter anyway. Speaking of chumra to be choishish to a ramol shita zaramba. So no person is going to enter hold you allowed to. Mokim tzal you allowed to. So I'm saying, but mekom 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 hold that it's also. It's called the double knot. So if you do not so mehuda, מילא, נו, משתזי מהודר. ומילא, אני לא הייתי את רשום הזר ונצל, בחי גם, אינו בו יצנת קור, וחום אופן הרמו, ומילא עצמו אותו. That's sour, I'll open it, I'll close it again. I don't know how much it's sour, how much in that shiny could be in Zuhlad, Michlal not sour, Chazir says, Mokim Shiyi Efshal Lekibu Alei. He has not considered the Efshal, open it. Chazir says, when you got stuck, you're not Mekabu, you're not stuck. Try it again. So, while I want the Tzir from all these Zahra together, so I'm saying, so what we do is, we do a double knot, and we do a bit of Shvach. If we do a bit of Shvach, we may not have a Gavne, we could yet. Now let me get a bit of, we have to start really from here, but I just want Chris to be mastered, just in case we don't be mastered a little bit. Be'etzem, in Kosher, is three chkiris, is soigin yis in Kosher. And this is Be'etzem Negea, for a lot of halachas. It's one famous chkira, what is the melacha of Kosher, I'm sure we went into it, and the chest of the melacha of Kosher is to put two things together, Maise Chibu, or the chest of Melechus Kosher is the Maise Kosher. The Melech is Maise Kshira. As they say, Maise Kosher. The Melech is the Maise Kosher. Not the letters that are written. The Maise Kshira. Maise Enkin, Oda, the Melech is that the two things are together. What is the famous Nefkin? The Shaila is Teufel is Man. Teufel is Man is Mutter Hanat. If Kosher, the Melech is putting two things together, Im steht in Kosher, that this man is Mutter, who had in Teufel this man is Mutter. Because we learn from Kosher that putting things together this man, Heislich can putting things together. But if the Pshat is no, Kosher, the Meloch is the Chetze of Maise Kesher. So we say, Maise Kesher this man is Nishkin Maise Kesher. Aber Tfira this man, putting two things together, as if a Binyan this man is also, Tfira this man is also also. If the Meloch is putting things together, as if a Tfira this man is also, Tfira this man is also. If the melacha is putting, kosher is putting things together, when I've them shaded is mutter. The Avnezer tainis that kesher is man is bichlam nishken maise kesher. It's the famous Avnezer. Then it's like the Avnezer, if you take tefillin from someone and you want to change the size of the tefillin and you're doing it only for a couple hours, you're not yet a tefillin. It's a kesher is man. Kesher is man, it's Nishkin Kosher. Ve'lo yiroisi shenizorim. Kshum ezam bezor, avad anish, avad anish. Now, in Kosher is another melocha that is very nagia, Kesher b'roi shachut. Right? That even though we said normally you need a double knot, we said it's only because normally it opens. But if you do l'moshel a Kesher b'roi shachut, l'kul alma it's also on its melocha d'ereis. If it's putting things together, it's like the world, Kesher Baroi Shachut is not putting things together. It's only a Maise Kesher. It's not the Mechaber is Manenu, I'm putting the Knechen together. I'm putting the spirit. I think it's Manish Kisi. We can't be talking about that Tzadachut. But if it's Maise Kesher, it's also. Teufel is for sure Maise Chibur. Oh, wait, let's see. This is the Kashi Ksan Mishoni. Every Kosher, Teufel is a Teufel. Tfira has to have two Tfira. Now, the Mishnebura is Dr. Chidush. This is very Nagia Le Maise, Shtiko. That the Kesher that the world does it Le'olam, you're not allowed to do it Lezman. Kesher that the world does Le'olam, you're not allowed to do it Lezman. Now, Kesher that the world does Le'olam Lezman. If it's, what is the story? Because this is called a fest of Maise Kesher. It's called a fest of Maise Kesher. So we have the etzim two rayas that the chefza is Maise Kesher. Roi Shachut, and the Mishnebura says that Kesher Shoisi Me'oilom, you're not allowed to do this man. Why are you not allowed to do this man? Why are you not allowed to do this man? This is Mitzad Echo. Le'um Asden, is rayas Fakir. The Mishnebura says that if you have a Kesher, you're not allowed to cut the string, even the mokum that is not the kesher. Lama zog a person, some people are not makdik to cut in Shabbos strings. I'm not going into the chayla, the bazunda, like some people open potato chips in Shabbos. They think that. So a lot of people, melachas kereah is not so chomo by them. For different reasons, yeah? They open bags, they do a lot of things, they tear in Shabbos. They tear in Shabbos, they think it's no melach. I'm not going into it, but they haven't wanted to be saying, at least on strings. Now their shoe got a double knot. And there you don't want to be mafi, the problem, you can't open the shoe. So they want to cut it inside. In a minute, the shoe will go off. Cutting, they cut. They open bags and chambers. So they open it, they cut the street. So the Mishnebura, it's also mitzad mafi. Not mitzad kirya, mitzad mafi. Why? Because the two strings are tied together, and you matter it. So the world is meduyik in this Mishnebura, that the isur of kosher is pulling things together. So if you're separating it, even if you're not separating it, I know some people in the Mishnebura means that you're cutting it in the place of the knot. That's how some of the Mechabris Maneinu, Taina, as they've shot the Mishnebura. You learn good at Mishmashma, so you learn good at Mishnebura Mekatsa. I know this shot. Some people are Doiche, I think myself, I also bring it down, there's one part that you've cut, that the spirit of Mishnebura is talking about cutting and the knot, and it's breaking the whole knot. Mishnebura, what would be the Chirish of Mishnebura? I would think Matir is Mamish, I'm doing so the backwards, Mishnebura not backwards. Breaking the Kesher is also Matir. This is what Mishnebura wanted to say. But if we don't learn like that. Now, another Raya, and here's a big, another big Raya. Chure, the voice of Chabolim, is no Maisa Kesher. It's not a Maisa Kesher, it's only a Maisa Chibuk. It's a different Maisa Chibuk. So the world brings a Raya from here that is an Isru Maisa Chibuk, not Maisa Kesher. Maybe it could be both. Last time, I want a little bit to think about Paisel Chavolin before we mamshik. So everyone knows the Shaila and Paisel Chavolin that, okay, Paisel Chavolin, the Rabbah holds the Loch of the Reis and Yichoy Shet Shid Esaram. Now everyone, Vavuz Machlekes of Shem Zalva and Rabbi Yashim against Rabbi Moshe, twisters, if you're allowed to use twisters in Shabbos enough. Shem Zalva and Rabbi Yashim hold, it's also a daily Paisel Chavolin. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, one of these booklets that came out in his name, says that it's mut. That's not considered kosher. Now, this thing is divided into three or four shailas. One shaila is how much it's called Paisel Chavolin. So that was the mice that everyone says over that Azay is Mutter, Azay is the mice is Emes. I don't think the Chlau, it's such a mistake, this person that said over this mice, it's so krum, I explain to you why. It's not, in kosher we explained already that there's no point to do two knots. We said from Shlomo Zalman, if you make one knot with a metal string, it's a knot. Not Borei Shachut. If it holds, you spoke with Rabbi Yashi with a glue, but one knot, we spoke at the Galfut, but it's one knot. Now, I'm not sure what is the shiur of Paisel Chavolin. Could be a chevel, it's 5 times. Could be it's holding, 1.5 times. The number 2 came from someone that learned the Shabbos week and thinks double knot is awesome. 1, 2. This is not a book. Could be pulling Rabbi Yashi holds like this, but it's not 2. It has to be a piece of tzur from a chevel. God, if someone will say that it's 2, it's not a 0.2 or 1. A twister and a 1 also could be very strong. Could be not. Now, a big mishmutz. Now, there's a big machlekes here. We buy chalas in the store. Today it's not so much nege anymore, the twisters change to like metal pieces, like a circle piece that they push them together. It's not like a twister. I don't know if you see in the house, but today it's. But I'm only bought the Moshe today when they buy the biscuits yet, in the back, so it has like a twister yet. Now the question is, you're allowed to open the twister in Shabbos or not? We're speaking, we are people that don't tear back. We tear back, we just tear the back. But if we don't tear back, and we have a twister, you're allowed to open the twister in Shabbos or not? What is the machlokes? There's two machlokes in there. First, the Shmir Shabbos was poshut to him, that opening a twister is matter. It's not mukha. And the Zog, when Paisel Chavolin is kosher, opening Chavolin is not matter. Now, Shaila, what is the Meloche? If the Meloche is Chibur, so opposite from Chibur is matter. But if we say that Rambam anyway doesn't learn Chibur, the Rambam learns by Se'uma. So where is the by Se'uma here? So that's a Chavol, that's a Maise Aza. But opening a Chavol, wait a speaking, who is Maise Matir? The Shmuel Shabbos was poshut him, he tells Shmuel Zangel was masking with him, that it's matir to open the opposite from Paisel Chavolin is matir. Now, he was a shayla, if it's called Kesher Lizman or not. Here we're going to the famous Shmuel Zangel. He died like this, this is what Shmuel Shabbos told me a couple of times, that a challah and a bread, that the store really plans that you will open it tomorrow, so it's not a Kesher Lo'ilim. Yeah, but again, I want to explain why I'm not so clear about it. If the Rambam holds that it's kosher, so we chosh that it's a ma'isa umel. Ma'isa umel we're not allowed to open even lezman. Right? We pass in the Rambam that a double nap we don't open lezman. So I tell you from Zalman, if you hold that opening the string is matter, and it's matter lefi the Rambam, so you mean you call it ma'isa umel, so ma'isa umel you're not allowed to open even if it's made lezman. So even if it's made lezman, it'd be awesome. And the Mele, the Shaila is to make it twisted as man is also awesome. To the Fida Rambam, what is also, with the Rabbanon, the Shaila, to make it twisted as man is mutter also. His time is, twisted is also, or the Lisman is mutter. And Shmir Shabbos holds, you're allowed to close and open it if you're opening it in that day and you're closing it in that day. It's not loyal. That's Pachis for 24 hours, after then it's Nishtok in Ramon. The Rambam was machmir and kesher uber. And I'm saying, but if the Rambam is the one that answers, Mus Dainas is kesher uber. And they say it's not a kesher uber. So they say the choshesh to twist it, aber lo'ayno. Lo'ayno. 24 hours. And if you want to be machmir, like a tchila be machmir, but if the chale came, don't think twice. Shat ha-tzoyrech. How about you allowed to open the chale? How about you allowed to open the chale? And I'm saying, if I'm choshesh to the Rambam, I will not open the chala. Now, there's another vikuach, and the cookies and all the zachim that's a chiddush from the Zalman. Not everyone agrees that this call that it's made is man. Some cookies, they have the shalts over 7 days. Bread is right, it's alamo less than 7 days. So, the Shmir Shabbat told me, Etzem, you could be maker when you're doing it in the Zman. Poison chavolim is kosher, but the Zman is mutter. But again, this is nisht aklor zach. Again, Alamo, we have the Moshe that holds anywhere that it's Mutter. So again, we're playing again with the Tzirufim. Now, Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, Gizok, what would be if a person is spoken about the Glile? Alam Zog, and I'll explain to you more. Alam Zog, you hold in Shabbos, you have a twister, and you want to close the biscuits. And you put away the biscuits stuff for a couple of days. But twisted as a problem. Okay, but the Shabbos, I will open it again and I will close it. And if you will not learn kosher now, you'll put the biscuits, Shabbos you give your kids biscuits. So you have to buy a big bag with a twister and you close it. So you plan to give next Shabbos. Now you know it's just kosher, you know that it's a problem. So you know, but now you learn already for one day you're allowed to. So you want to use it, but you know it's a Shabbos. So you're planning Sunday morning, you'll open it and close it. Like we said in the Glile, you learn the problem, so you plan to call to Shul for the Shabbos to open the Glile. So Rav Shmuel Zalman has four rayas that it doesn't have. The first raya, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do tzitzis in Shabbos. Frank of Kiveig, why are you not allowed to do tzitzis in Shabbos? Do it in Shabbos, I've got to open it, but it's Shabbos. Right, the Fidah Ramah is also my Zoom, and I'm good with it. Make it a deal, Frank of Kiveig. How the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do tzitzis in Shabbos? Do it, I've got to open it. The Terrence is, Rav Shmuel Zalman, if you're doing it, I'll ask to open it. Only because Shabbos, it's not called, I'll ask to open it. Yet soon we'll see when the Kamina Lamai said it. What's the Rav Shmuel Zalman? Seinach, you know, someone who helps. But if Shmuel made the right thing that way, yeah, Rav Shmuel Zalman is upset. You see, Rav Kiveiga anyway didn't learn like that. Right, but a lot of answers, Rav Kiveiga, I'm not aware. Seinach and Amin. Second raya of Shemzalman bring is Kinor Shenikra. The Gemara of Kinor Shenikra. It's all the raya. The Gemara says that Shchus Lamikdosh, they fix the Kinor in a life today. And Shemzalman, why they can't fix it good? Because the Shabbos, they will open it again. The third raya of Shemzalman bring from Eged Shelulav. Why you can't Eged Shelulav at Shabbos? Eged is in Shabbos. Open it for the Shabbos and do the Eged again. Rav Shmuel Zalman holds that it doesn't help. Where is the beginning of community? I'll explain to you where is the beginning of community. And here I talk, you don't know what to do in Halacha Lemaaseh. Tithe. Everyone knows it's a big shaila on tithe. Alright, this is going quick, because it's Zman Kotzov HaMelacha Meruv. We have tithe. We're allowed to do tithe on Shabbos and not. So it's a big shaila. Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach holds, I know people tithe these tithe, that tithe. What I understand it, I sat out in Shabbos and Chosin back and forth to ask him, what he understands from Shmuel Zalman, all of our tithes are called Kesher al Gabi, Aniva al Gabi Kesher. I'm the one that can open. This is the one. A lot of Zachar can open. This is Kesher al Gabi Aniva. It's tied together. I went to Rabbi Eliashiv myself, and was at Kufa that was described. Rabbi Eliashiv wanted me to call me for the first time, and the Shidna Zah. He told me, look, ask something in the Cheshavis. He wanted to show me, but different reasons. He told me, look, read it in the Cheshavis with you. So I said, I had a tie in my pocket. I knew you would ask me it. And I took out a tie and I told him, Rebbe, we make machados in Shabbos or not? Tell me this is a issue. Don't you think? Well, the tie was closed, yeah? Tell me, this is the issue of the Rabbonim. Focus in 24 hours is mutter. This is Kesher of the Rabbonim. I knew that I got the Kesher. It's not a Kesher Kofu. He understands that I'm asking you maybe to my Sehuma. I myself don't know how to do a tie. This means like, it's not how to do it, yeah. I don't know how to do a tie. Aber bei mir, I think, it's your Meister Umen. Aber weiter ist, er gehabt, es ist nicht kein Meister Umen, dann ist es gut. Okay, well, why I'm giving this example? Now, for the Meister, I tell everyone that it's a problem to do a Tire and Shabbos. If you make it for more than 24 hours, it'll be a problem to do a Tire and Shabbos. So some people like to open and close the Tire the whole time. It's not a problem. But the problem starts people that don't. That normally, the Marshall, they leave the Tire for next week. They leave the ties for next week. Now their tie opened in Shabbos. They're allowed to do the tie again or not. They do it for 24 hours, for 7 days. So what they say, no, we're planning to open it. Doesn't help. The Moshe Rabbeinu made a tie, Mamash like in Adlokas Neiris, for the Shkia tie. Oh, it's over 24 hours. So he opens it in the hair. First, when he did a kosher, over kosher, now he's over matir. So, people that do the ties, they open it the whole time, they don't have a problem to do a tie in Shabbos. But people that used to doing the ties for more than 24 hours, so they're not allowed to do a tie in Shabbos. And even if now they will plan to open this tie, it will not help. So the chul is over 24 hours. The chul, he can't do it. That's what I'm telling you. You say, but the tie is by him is a kesher that is aimed for 24 hours. Oh, so no. So this case is telling you now because the mishkevul is machmir at the zechut of kesher aimed le'oyim. By him, if you normally open the Moti Shabbos, he's for sure allowed to do a Shabbos morning. This is for sure. My shadow was the marshal. So I keep my tie there for half a year. And I don't know how to do it. So I ask the bachur comes to me on Shabbos, I ask, please do my tie. Now, I had a tie. In Shabbos afternoon, it opened. I don't know what to do. So I said, I'll go over to a bachur to ask him to do it. I'm doing it now for half a year. It's Menoch Deiraisa. But this bachur, he himself opens his tie every time. But he's doing it for me. So he's doing a tie that he normally opens the tie. But imagine the tie for me that I don't open a tie. That, why I'm asking you, you come over to someone, please make me a tie. I say, 1 second, when are you planning to open it? Because if you're doing it for him, couldn't he ask me for a tie for over 24 hours? Maybe it's me. Maybe the prisoner is planning to do it for half a year. So I ended and I took his tie. Well, give me your tie and you could use my tie. Because I didn't find an answer how you can make a tie in Shabbos. Again, only because of Shemzana. Only of Shemzana is not a problem. Because I'm planning to open it after Shabbos. But I'm planning to open it after Shabbos. It's not stuck in Chisola. Now, what you have to be machmir a lot, the machmir is that if a person has, they have a lot of pajamas that have like a string. I don't know if you know what I mean. Some pajamas that come instead of a button, boy's pajamas, that have like a string. Now this string, the Terech HaOilam is, you don't open. You slip it off. So this is opens in Shabbos, and the Moshe, you take it out from the wash, and clean pajamas in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a tie and a bow. Because this normally you leave for over 24 hours. And again, this everyone knows. But I'm a chadish to you, that even if you say, oh, I know who is kosher, I will do it tonight, I will open it tomorrow morning, so I'm sure the Zalman doesn't help. Because you're doing it only because of that. It's a lot of times they get the ladies. It's al derech the biur halacha. I think it's printed also in the Lecha Shleim. It's printed in like 3 or 4 places. Lecha Shleim and Shtigl. He has a lot of lomdos in it. I'm mamish nekatsu in it. But the Shemzano is bringing it very stark. By him it's very this. But a lot of times the ladies' clothes have all different strings tying all different places. And these things normally you don't open. You leave them la'ilam. The bag you have like nuts, they do the yoyti. Some people in the coat, they like to make like two knots to hold the coat belt. Different sheepers, different people. So okay, now that we know it's Chizkoisha, we know not to do it. But I'm saying you have to know Chiddush, even if you say, okay, back at the problem, so you know we'll do it now, and we'll open it after Shabbos, you know. So you can't go with a dress, it's a mess, all the things are hanging. You can't help, it doesn't help with the Shabbos. Because if, but normally you, so what is the Eitzah? The only Eitzah is to make it like a little bit funny. Like with the Yemi. What? I don't know. You'll never leave the tie like this, not only because you're Shabbos, the Einach Nami is Mutter. I'm sorry, I'm the catcher.